European bourses are entirely in the red, though they have recently clambered off lows. The dollar is slightly softer. Sterling shrugs off initial retail sales weakness. Overall trade contained. Welcome to the News Quark US Open Rundown on the 24th of May, 2024. APEX stocks followed suit to the selling on Wall C, where the initial NVIDIA-related euphoria was soured after strong US PMI data lifted the dollar and yields. RBNZ Deputy Governor Hawksby said while near-term inflation risks are to the upside, he is confident medium-term inflation is returning to the target. Japanese national CPI was mixed versus expectations, but cooled versus the prior. European bourses are entirely in the red, though off worst levels, with Europe playing catch-up to the risk-off sentiment which reverberated from the Wall Street afternoon session. European sectors hold a strong negative bias. Banks and tech reside as the laggards, whilst retail, autos and parts and media are among the better performers, albeit still mostly in the red. US equity futures are marginally firmer, attempting to pare back some of yesterday's hefty losses. Dollar index is marginally softer versus some peers, but ultimately still around yesterday's PMI-inspired best levels, which saw the dollar index tick above the 105 mark, true thus far at 104.92. Euro is a touch firmer versus the USD after finding support above the 108 mark. Price action this week has largely been at the whim of the USD, with yesterday's easy PMI data overshadowed by the equivalent US release. Cable brushes off initial pressure following the softer-than-expected retail sales figures. Cable currently trades on either side of 127. JPY is marginally softer versus the dollar following mixed Japanese inflation metrics overnight, which warrant a cautious stance from the BOJ and an unchanged rate at the June meeting. Aussie dollar has been unable to launch much of a recovery from recent losses. Kiwi dollar is steady versus the USD, having performed much better than its Antipodean counterpart this week on account of a hawkish RBNZ. Treasuries are marginally firmer, with prices unable to launch much in the way of a meaningful recovery after yesterday's PMI-induced losses and awaiting impetus from US durable goods. German debt is attempting to claw back some of the lost ground seen yesterday in the wake of encouraging easy PMI metrics, which were then followed up by an uptick in easy wages and a particularly hot US PMI release. Gilts are attempting to atone for yesterday's downside, which followed the broader dynamics within global fixed income markets. Gains are smaller than their German counterpart, despite disappointing UK retail sales metrics. Crude is modestly softer in what has been a catalyst-thin session thus far. Spot gold and silver attempt to recover from yesterday's steep losses in the absence of fresh catalysts this morning. Mixed and contained trade across base metals as prices consolidate from this week's choppiness, which saw 3 MLME copper print record highs on Monday before tumbling over USD 700 TT throughout the week. OPEC Plus to meet virtually on June 2nd, according to statement. Bitcoin is modestly softer and holds just above $67,000, whilst Ethereum slips below $3,700. Meanwhile, the US SEC approved plans from NYSE, CBOE and NASDAQ for the listing of spot Ethereum ETFs. In terms of geopolitics, China on Friday sent multiple bombers to conduct mock missile strikes in the Taiwanese drills, with dozens of missiles used in the drills, according to Chinese state media. Russian President Putin is reportedly ready to halt the war in Ukraine with a negotiated ceasefire, which recognizes current battlefield lines, according to Reuters sources, but is prepared to fight on if Ukraine and the West do not respond. There is no notable news out of the Middle East. Looking ahead, highlights include US durable goods, Canadian retail sales, comments from ECB's Dacos, Centeno, and Fed's Waller. Thank you for listening. As always, for more up-to-date news and analysis, check out the service where you can get a free trial and access the exclusive analyst chat